This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. More evidence today, as if we really needed it, that Amazon does indeed intend to buy, sell, or process basically everything. The company has made a $50 million deal with the NFL to stream this season's Thursday night football games. We got our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood into the studio today to make me smart on all things Amazon. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So let's talk football first with this Amazon deal. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Are you ready for some football? It is.
You've been planning that one.
See what I did there?
You had all morning to figure that one out. Right?
You know, sadly, it just came to me. That's how plugged in I am to the football universe. It is a lot of money, although one astute analyst pointed out that since it's tied to Amazon Prime, Amazon would have to pick up only 500,000 new Prime subscribers to make back the money.
Which they'll get with football like that, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's almost no reason that they couldn't pick up that many and then make back the money. And then on top of that, you know, people have been comparing it to the Twitter deal. Twitter obviously paid a lot less for streaming rights. But most of Amazon streaming, I would warrant, happens on televisions.
Actual television.
Actual television through the Fire Stick or, you know, some other Amazon device. And that is, frankly, a much more appealing prospect than streaming football on your computer.
Talk to me for a second, though, about Amazon Prime and Amazon Video as, I mean, those are now becoming sort of the go-tos.
They are becoming a lot more popular, I think, than even I expected because Amazon was slow to have as much content as, say, Apple or Netflix or Hulu. And they arguably still don't, but they're making really great original content. They're, you know, I mean, Amazon is so fascinating because they got into TV and you thought, well, they're not doing it right. Well, now, you know, however many years later, they are.
So when Jeff Bezos started this company, let's remember it used to be an online bookstore for crying out loud, right? Now it's everything to everyone. And obviously you can't argue with success, but there has to be a limit.
I am starting to wonder about the limits. I mean, I made before we came in here a partial list of that. I'm not going to read them all because it goes on too long. But there's all of the retail stuff. Now there's physical retail. They invested in a fuel cell business this week.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. I mean, you could argue that they're getting a little far afield. You could also argue that we are quickly closing in on a time when nothing that you do in the digital world won't somehow touch or pay Amazon.
Explain that, right? Because that's the cloud services and AWS, Amazon Web Services, all of that
stuff. Most of the websites that you already go to run through Amazon. Increasingly, their devices are actually coming into your home. You know, they're delivering groceries.
Yep.
You will at some point not conduct business online without Amazon getting a cut of it. And so they've been very good at slow and steady execution so far. If they make money off everything you do online, there may be no such thing as stretched too thin.
I saw a great quote from Bezos the other day in which he said, you know, I've lost billions of dollars on stuff that I've tried and hasn't worked. But if you're afraid of risk, get out of this business. And I'm making much more money with the stuff we tried and has worked.
Said the guy who's also going to space.
Right. I mean, not coincidentally.
Yeah, he's taken a lot of risks. Yeah. And you know, Amazon's at over $800, twice the market cap of Walmart. And at least one analyst says 1,000 is no problem.
All right. Brief detour here in the remaining moments that we have left. It is tax season. We did, as you may or may not know, Molly and I do a podcast. It's called Make Me Smart. This was the tax episode this week. I'm going to throw a number out at you and you're going to fact check it for me. You ready? You know where I'm going. 74,000.
The purported number of pages in the American tax code. And one of the many fact checks on our show is that it's not 74,000 pages. It's only 2,600 pages, but there are an additional, 71,000 pages to explain the 2,600.
Well, the math almost worked.
That and many. Math is not my thing. I'm a journalist. That and many more pieces of information in this week's episode of Make Me Smart.
Sign up, register, iTunes, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Bye.
Bye.